from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen. This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama, so why us?
Here you go, DM Deep Dive time, y'all.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, today Avery is asking, if you and the team got Eras tour tickets, what would you wear?
What's Eras? Like, Eras.
Eras, sorry.
Sorry.
It's fine,
I've heard it both ways.
Was on the Eras tour?
Isn't it an era?
Era.
Like the end of an era.
Or an era.
Would an era be like E-A-R-A?
No, that
like
would be era. That would be era.
Yeah. She's on her Eras tour.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway, so.
If you and the team got Eras tour tickets, what would you wear?
Nothing. I wouldn't go. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. Just like my regular clothes, like t-shirt and jeans.
I assume that if Mocha and I were going to the Eras tour.
Yeah.
There would be a lot of Roz and Mocha fans there, which would be incredible. And we would probably wind up taking an extraordinary amount of pictures with fans.
Yeah.
So I think that I would probably dress maybe a little bit better than I normally would go to a concert. Like I'd probably put some sort of outfit on knowing that. But I wouldn't go over the top because I think that's weird.
What about like a friendship bracelet?
What, just a friendship bracelet?
Yeah, like I have a Roz and Mocha Flaming Romos Taylor Swift friendship bracelet.
Where'd you get that?
Somebody made it for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who made that for you?
Somebody who works here.
Yeah. Are you going?
No, I'm not.
No.
I tried to get tickets.
Yeah.
I got one too.
Yeah.
You got a bracelet too? Oh, look at us.
Yeah. How did I not get
one? I don't have one.
I don't have one either, Maury.
Cheesecake and I, best
and
friends.
I'm going to be there.
I have them with my sisters.
Aw, cute.
I don't have a friend.
What does yours say?
Mine says, I have two different ones. I have one's of my friends, one of my sisters. They say Leo, and then sisters.
Aww. Oh, I do have this one. Hold on.
Let me see.
Okay, that's all.
But they're not like Taylor Swift themed. They're just friendship bracelets.
Yeah. I mean, mine's not a friendship bracelet, but...
It's a Rolly. Watch.
Hold on. It's not a Rolly. No, I do. I have this one. Does that count?
Oh, that does.
Yeah, what does it say?
Right? It says Pops. My kid...
I love that. Look at that. So invited to the Taylor Swift Eras concert is Roz, myself, Cheesecake, and Maria.
Yeah. Maury, where's your friendship bracelet?
I have a wedding ring.
That you don't wear.
That you barely wear. You wearing it today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey! No more married. Maury, if you're going to the Taylor Swift concert, what are you wearing?
I always wear my concert polo.
Which is what color?
Like it's a dark blue and it's just like a nice polo.
Why is that the thing you wear to concerts?
Bro, that's the same shirt you had since like before you worked here.
Yeah, but I always just put on my concert polo.
Why?
You don't like change by artist?
Well, okay, good question. If I'm going to Fleetwood Mac, I put on my Fleetwood Mac shirt. If I'm going to Elton John, I wear my Elton John shirt.
Okay, so you have different outfits. Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's the concert polo.
Yes.
Wow.
Maria, Eras Tour, what are you wearing?
If I was going, I'd probably try to like blend in with everybody. So I've been seeing a lot of girls wearing like sparkly things.
Sure.
Yeah. So I'd probably end up wearing like a sparkly skirt and like a cute top, maybe heels.
Same.
Cheesecake, what are you rocking?
I'm going to wear all black. I always like looking like a security guard at those things.
Fair. Yeah. Smart.
Yeah. Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Mike says, did the older guys ever have a midlife crisis? If so, how did you deal with it? And did the younger two, Maria and Shem, go through a quarter life change?
Damn it, Maury, midlife crisis?
I apparently am going through one now.
Oh, who says this?
Matthew says it.
Why? Based on what?
Just because he's like, you're buying like and I think he's going through one because he spent a ton of money on new Christmas decorations.
Right.
So I'm convinced he's in one, but I'm apparently in one just because I'm obsessed with buying coffee beans.
Oh, yeah. You've got a weird, you've turned your obsession from like art and stuff like that now into coffee.
Yeah, so like he's like, you're in some sort of midlife crisis because you just can't stop buying beans.
I would say that Matthew got off pretty easy if that's the midlife crisis of his husband, is buying coffee.
Wait, how much are you spending on coffee beans, though?
Oh, like I'm buying like a bag of beans a day? Or sorry, a
day?
Week? Sorry, a week.
And how much are you spending?
Like $25 each bag.
That's totally fine. I would say Matthew got off lucky.
Yeah. If you were spending, let's say, like premium beans, right? And you're spending like $1,000.
Yeah.
Maybe more than that. A week. Then.
Oh.
Sure. What?
And my weight loss, he thinks, is contributed to my midlife crisis.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yep.
He's Ross, right. Midlife crisis?
Did I have a midlife crisis? I mean, not really. I don't like, because I mean, most guys like buy sports cars or like have an affair or, you know, do something crazy. You want to jump out of a plane or I don't go to Thailand. Like, I don't want to do any of that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I don't have any of that stuff in me. But what was I looking at the other day? I was looking at muscle cars online the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like to buy? Or
yeah,
you just, like,
just to buy. Oh. Yeah. But I miss having, I would never get one again. Uh-huh. But in the last couple of years, I miss having a motorcycle.
Oh, okay. So you just want a vehicle that's loud.
Well, I mean, my truck is loud, but I miss having a motorcycle and I wouldn't drive it in the city anymore. I wouldn't do any of that stuff, but I'm not going to get one because I don't think motorcycles are the things that fathers should have.
Uh-huh.
I think it's irresponsible.
Maria, quarter life crisis. Well, you kind of talked about this before about, you know, training for the half marathon that you
did. Yeah, yeah. There's a saying that you're either training for a marathon or getting married. So I'm on the ladder. Or not the ladder, the other part, the first one.
Yeah.
Do you know what that first one's called?
What? What?
If it's not the ladder, it's the...
The first?
Nope.
Nailed it.
The preliminary?
Nope.
Can I go back to the quarter life crisis, please?
No. No, we're going to contribute more to it right now.
If it's not the ladder,
you knew enough to say the ladder
because I only know that phrase.
Is that because you're always?
I'm always usually the ladder.
Okay. Okay, but what comes before the ladder? If you're not the ladder, you are the
ground.
No,
Maria, no.
That was a good one.
Hold on, you think it's ladder?
Do you think it's it's ladder?
I was making a joke. I didn't it.
Spell it.
L-A-T-T-E-R.
Okay. So if it's not that, it's the...
If it's not the ladder, it's the... leader.
No. I don't even know the answer.
Are you the leader or the ladder? No. Come on.
Come on, Maria. I believe in you. I know you know this answer. It's not the ladder. It's the...
Shh.
It's the...
Shh.
It's the start. Short.
It's the short. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. If it's not the ladder, it's the short.
The start.
No. Maria, the word you were looking for is former.
Oh, you said it started with a shit.
I was just making a sound.
Man had the short. Anyway, that's a wrap on today's DM deep dive. Thank you, everyone. Keep the comments and or questions coming through because we talk about them every day. Thanks, Maria.
Yeah, okay.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. I regret this already.
Here we go. DM deep dive time, ladies and gentlemen.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Steven's asking, when you guys take a piece of gum from a pack of 12, do you go in order from bottom to top or pop out any random piece from the middle and keep going until it's empty?
So those packs that slide out of the cardboard and they're in individual pockets.
They have like four across and I think like a few down.
I don't know if I've ever done that.
And they're covered in foil and you just pop them out.
I don't know if I've ever done that.
I go in order. I try to go in order. I don't like
order is in what? Across or down?
Across.
Across.
I'll go across.
And then you move more up and then you take the next row and the next row. Is there another way to do that?
Like people just like pick random ones.
Yeah.
But then you gotta take the whole thing out, right?
Because some people will open it like one way or then back the other. So like you're kind of starting on both ends versus like starting one.
Is anybody a gum chewer on this show?
A gum chewer.
Yeah.
I used to love gum in the car, man.
Mm.
I have to be chewing gum like all the time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I find it calms me a little bit.
Yeah. I used to find that too. I used to really like gum and then I stopped. More. You chew gum more?
No, but at home I have elderflower pasties.
Sexy.
They go on your boobs?
No, you suck them.
Hey. Huh? On your boobs?
Don't answer that. Maria.
Yeah.
So what's your answer to this?
like a normal person? Yeah, I go left to right?
Left to right, yeah, you go in order.
And I always have to open it from one side.
Yeah.
So like I can't go the other.
That's right, that's what
I go all over the place at random.
cheesecake?
Yeah, I just, whatever, I just slide my hand. Oh, jeez, okay.
No, go ahead, say it. Say what you're going to say.
Man.
You have to say it.
I was going
to
say I slide my hand in my pocket and then just pop one out. Yeah. What I do.
Yeah. Okay, Jim.
Yeah. Liar. Next DM, please, Maria.
Jose says, what are the top three ways you deal with stress?
Put my hand in my pocket and pop one out, right, Jim?
Oh, yeah.
Stress gone.
By that, I mean gum. You pervs. I mean gum. I was talking about gum.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
All right, Ross,
guys.
Let's start with you. Top ways, top three ways, if there are three.
I really don't get stressed out. My thing with stress is that I never like feeling overwhelmed, right? And that's where the stress comes in for me, is when I feel that I have no time for anything. So it's no time for my family, no time for the show, no time for, when you have so much on you that you start to collapse. I'm very, very good at giving myself bits of accomplishment, senses of accomplishment by knocking things off. And I don't necessarily start with the big one. I start with the ones that I can get out of the way first. And then when I get on a roll of accomplishment after accomplishment after accomplishment, what I feel is that the weight starts to lift off, and then I'm already in a mood to where I can handle the big things.
Sure.
Right? Because I can't handle the big things when there's a bunch of little things left that I have to do. And a lot of people leave the little ones and they go right to the to focusing on the bigger problem.
Yeah.
Where I will get all of that out of the way so I have time. Mm-hmm. So if there's something hanging over my head, it's the big project as opposed to all the little things, right?
Sure. Maria, what's your answer?
Also alcohol.
Well, I'm with Roz. Alcohol is definitely on the list of three.
Yeah.
For me, like, my top three ways would definitely be I go to the gym.
Yeah.
The gym for me is like a big, big part of dealing with stress. That's why honestly why I started running. And then I'm not going to lie. I have a tendency to stress eat.
Uh-huh.
So I will eat like a bunch of sweets. Like I'll always be eating something. It's amazing, but it's also not healthy.
No, I know.
So like, you know,
you go to the gym.
Yeah,
so
it balances each other out. And then honestly, I will say like I used to go to therapy quite a bit. And that's another way I deal with stress is if I'm having a really bad week and I know that I got to talk to someone. That's obviously good. I'll talk to my friends and family, but therapy.
Maury, you're probably more stressed out than most people.
I take Calm gummies.
What's
Calm
that?
Gummies?
Yeah, I have no idea what's in them. Like, is it Calm on the package?
Is it weed?
No, they're magnesium ones. I know which ones he's talking about.
Oh, they are, yeah?
Yeah.
Isn't that stuff, it's supposed to help you, like, relax and, like, put you into, it gets your body ready, I think, for, like, nighttime.
I take the powder version of those ones at nighttime,
And does it work more?
I find it works. Yeah, that, I will stick my finger in peanut butter.
Thank God you said finger.
That's the one we're looking for.
No need to continue. Next DM, please, Maria.
All right. Question for Mocha from Josh.
Yeah.
Does Mocha post his photography anywhere? He talks about it quite a bit, but I don't see anything on his IG.
Good question.
Like from time to time I post. I have a ton. Like I have my camera with me all the time and I will go out and take photos, but I won't always post. I have like a hard drive full of pictures that I've taken, even like stuff with my drone that I have not posted.
You should make like a photography page.
Nah. No. I don't know. Like it's like, I mean, I like sharing some of the stuff, but others, I feel like it's one of my hobbies that I don't necessarily, I don't feel pressure. I don't have to share it with everyone. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to post it. I enjoy taking the photos. I enjoy that experience and like practicing the skill and stuff like that. I just don't post everything.
Fair.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Do you ever frame your photography like in your home or do you like anything that you would frame?
Yes. We actually have, I think, three or four that we printed up, we framed that are in the house.
Of what? Like random stuff or family stuff?
No, random stuff.
Random stuff.
Yeah, good for you. Stuff like street photography, stuff like that. Yeah, that's it. Thank you, everyone, for all of your DMs. We love talking about them every single day. So keep them coming in. Maria gets them and brings them to the show. That was wonderful. Thank you, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. I regret this already.
Here we go. DM Deep Dive time.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. Steven is asking, question for the team. If you were the first people to walk on the moon, is there anything you would do as a first? Could it be simple as doing a push-up, trying to do a backflip of the low gravity, maybe a long jump record? What would you do?
Steal some dirt.
Yeah, I'm worried with steal dirt. I don't think you can do many of those things on the moon. Like,
you could jump, but like you have to be tethered. Because if you jump, you're gone.
Yeah, like,
very slowly.
First of all, I would never go to the moon. I would never go to space. I would never, I'm not one of those guys. Mm-hmm. Have at it. Go, enjoy. Get all your space dirt, Maury. I'm not going.
I'd go.
You'd go?
Yeah.
You'd go to the moon?
Of course. Why
no
not?
No chance.
Yeah, man.
No chance.
What would I do? Oh, I would just want to know what the feeling is like.
Yeah.
Because it would be very difficult wearing the spacesuit and everything.
Yeah.
And with no gravity, see how difficult it really is to run.
I assume it's like running underwater.
No,
there's zero resistance.
None whatsoever.
Oh.
Like, what would happen? As soon as you start running, will you immediately, like, as soon as your feet left the ground, start floating? Like, floating away,
probably,
potentially?
Yeah.
Right?
That
yeah.
first step?
Like, I think that those guys allegedly had, like, boots that sort of kept them grounded.
Oh, okay.
But allegedly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I could, that whole space terrifies me, man. I can't even, like, the thought of even being there where it goes on forever is I get in a head loop where I can't stop thinking about something that never ends. And it drives me crazy. And I don't want any part of that.
Maria, what would you do?
I wouldn't go to the moon either.
No.
Okay. Sean,
no.
What would you do?
I'm not going to space.
No.
No.
No, so it's just me trying to run by myself?
You,
bro.
You and Maury. It'd be you and Maury up there.
Oh.
And then you guys would be on the station and that malfunction would happen where Boeing couldn't get you home. And it would be you and Maury in space for a year and a half.
Bro, I ain't going.
Together.
No,
alone.
You have to pee into a tube.
Yeah. And the only thing that is going to happen is every now and then you got to wash each other with Maury's moon dust. Because that's the only abrasive that you guys have on board.
I'm staying here. On our next DM.
All right, Lynn says, hey, Maria, I'm sure you know about the Sephora sale.
Hey.
Wondering what you bought, and if you did buy anything, what did you buy?
Go ahead.
Okay.
What you load up on?
How good of a sale was it?
It's the usual sale they do every year.
Okay.
It's 20% off all of Sephora, but the Sephora items are 30% off.
Before you tell us what you purchased,
yes.
Did you have stuff waiting in your cart knowing that the sale was coming up and you were going to purchase these things, or did you just like know the sale was coming and just end up buying a bunch of stuff?
So the night before the sale began, I put everything in my cart, and when I woke up before work while I was getting ready, I clicked purchase before coming up.
That's a professional right there. Is there stuff still in your cart that you have yet to buy?
Yeah, there's a couple things still in my cart, but do you want me to walk you through, like, what I bought?
Yeah.
Okay. I went into the Sephora sale saying I only am buying the things that I need this time.
Okay.
So I was very good.
Okay.
Okay. I bought the Huda Beauty baking powder,
setting powder.
Basically just to set your face.
Okay. Yeah.
I bought the One Size by Patrick Star setting spray.
Okay.
I bought the One Size primer by Patrick Star.
Okay.
I bought the Lady Gaga foundation.
Okay.
It's very good, by the way. The Ordinary, it's a salicylic acid and a niacinamide for your face.
A what say now?
What? Anus what?
No. niacinamide? Niacinamide?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I don't know how you say it.
How much did you spend?
That was a total of $202.
Okay.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah, no, guys, I'm telling you.
That sale price?
20% off each item.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, guys, I did good. Yeah.
Score. You scored there.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for all of the DMs that you are sending in to us. Love talking about them. Love the conversations. Keep them coming in. Any of the DMs you send to any of the KISS social accounts make their way to Maria, who then brings them to the show. That was amazing. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Here we go. DM Deep Dive. Any of the DMs that you send to the KISS social account. Maria gets them, brings them to the show, and we talk about them every day.
What do we got in the DMs today, Maria?
Regan says, what is something you want to buy, but you know you'd be judged for using it?
Oh, go, Maria.
I want to get a stroller for Romeo.
Oh, my.
Your dog?
God.
No, Maria.
I want the dog strollers.
You already bought, like, that, you know, the
bag that I put him in?
Like a baby carrier?
Yeah.
She got one for the dog. So, come on. You want to buy a stroller?
Yeah, I could go to the mall and it gets it inside, Maria, and I can put my bags underneath.
Maria, we talk so much on this show, not necessarily about why you're single, but life as a single. This is now the time where we're getting into the territory of why you're single. And these are hard conversations to have. Okay? Dog stroller at the mall is way high on that list.
Maria, I don't think so.
Can you promise us that you won't do that, please? Maria. This,
your father right now just heard that, and the only thing he thought is you're never moving out.
Yeah. You or the dog. Let me see. How much are these?
They're expensive.
Yo, they
yeah.
got one. They got one on Wayfair for $220.
Yeah, they're expensive. I wanted to put it on my Christmas wish list.
No, Maria, don't. You're not allowed.
No, I don't think my family will let me because I've talked to them about this before. Okay,
damn it, Maury.
Overalls.
Overalls are in.
Why don't you have overalls?
I think I've always wanted a pair of overalls, but I think I'm too short for overalls.
Oh my God, you.
Maury, overalls are like in right now.
I know, but yeah. Me in the mizzen tin. Yeah.
Have you tried?
I'm going to get Maury a pair of red overalls so he looks like a 5-year-old.
See?
Or a fire hydrant. Poor guys.
I had a pair of overalls years ago that I used to wear, and they were great. And then I just wore the hell out of them. And then I tried to find another pair of overalls like over the years. And the problem is that I'm so tall that overalls only give me like a front wedgie.
Oh, yo, that's not a good look, bro.
Right? But like everything else would be baggy except like you can see like plums, right? And it's such a bad look.
Yo, Maury, you can go on Amazon. There's a set of brand name Dickies, right?
Yeah.
$70.
There you go.
Yeah, they have Levi's on Amazon too.
I'm just worried how I'm going to look at them.
I think you're going to look great. Can you buy these and wear them to work next week?
Sure.
And underneath, either wear undershirt or white dress shirt.
I vote undershirt. Okay. I vote undershirt. Oh, Mark, actually, you know what? We do work like in a business environment. So, yes. So dress shirt, bro. Time for one more DM, please, Maria.
All right. Lindsay says, do you think Roz would ever be able to thrive in the 2024 dating game? If he had to start right now, the old man seems just so out of touch.
I think you've talked about this before. Dating would not be your thing.
It would not be my thing. But would I be like Roz from the show, or yeah. would I just be regular regular guy?
Oh no, Roz from the show. Oh, I think Roz that's from what the show. Asking. Yeah,
I think that that's unfair though, because I think that it would. I don't think it would be as difficult for me as it would for another guy
okay,
who just
so
happened
let's
to
say,
be
okay,
say you were Joe
single Simone. Single at 50, uh-huh. right?
Let's say. Not from the show.
I don't think I would date, to be honest with you. I wouldn't be able to handle the apps. It's not that I couldn't handle somebody being in the idea of maybe somebody like being in your life. Uh-huh. But the one thing that I'm so glad that I do not have in my life is first dates, mm-hmm. right? That's one of the things that I never liked that. I don't like it. I don't like the phoniness attached to it. I find them really awkward and I hated them. And so that's that. Like, that's one of the reasons why I am, you know, so elated to have a wife and everything else is that, one, I love her, uh-huh. but two, I was just not comfortable really in that dating world. I could go party.
Yeah.
Okay, but I hated dating.
Yeah. You brought up something interesting that I want to ask Maria about. Yeah. You said you were talking, Roz, about first dates.
Yeah.
When was the last time you went on a date, like a first date, Maria?
A few weeks ago.
Okay, how was it? Was it like awkward as Roz kind of like describes it, or?
Yeah.
Was it somebody that you met on an app or somebody that you knew from
no,
before?
No, I met organically.
Okay.
I had a good time.
Yeah.
Like the conversation was great. Very nice guy. Just not, I won't go on a second one. I already told him that. Just not for me. Uh-huh. But I
do
like.
Do you tell him that out on the date though?
No,
do you
no.
say? No,
no
you after. Don't.
No.
I think
he
should.
No, my
right
God.
Yeah. Nah, man.
No, he just paid for my dinner. Then I'm going to say, thanks, by the way, I'm not going to see you again.
But how long did you wait then? How long did you wait?
He had asked me out again the following week. And I just said, listen, like.
Did you know before he paid for your dinner that he was not going to get a second date?
I was on the fence.
And then what switched it?
I just realized, if I'm on the fence about someone, there's no point.
Okay, yeah. So you okay. knew before he paid time. For dinner that you weren't going to get a second date.
I didn't know. I just, like, uh-huh. I wasn't sure.
So what was the plan? If he didn't ask, uh-huh. right? Let's say he didn't uh-huh. ask.
Yeah.
No, this is great. This is interesting,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Let's say he did not ask for that second date.
Yes.
And you knew that, regardless, this guy, it wasn't going to work out,
yeah.
right? would you have messaged him and said, hey, had a really good time, good conversation, or whatever. Like, thanks so much for taking me out, but I don't think, like, anything's going to happen.
Of course. I would never just, like, ghost someone. I just think...
What if he didn't write you?
I still would have messaged him and like, hey, by the way, I still did the next or that night. I said, hey, by the way, thank you so much for dinner, whatever. And then he had messaged me. But either way, I was going to message him and let him know, like, listen, this is just not for me. But very nice guy.
Did he ask why?
No, but one of my friends had someone ask why.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what do you answer to that? You have to come up with like, oh, it wasn't you, because you're not going to tell the person X, Y, Z as to what the problem is.
But what was it, though? But what was it?
Yeah. My friend?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not getting into that.
Does he listen?
I don't know if he listens
What was it with this guy?
Does he listen?
I can't. No. Hold on.
I'm going to bleep it. Yes. So nobody will know.
Nobody will ever know.
You guys better bleep this.
Yep. I promise.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. What was it?
Okay. There
we go.
You know what? Fair enough. That is fair and valid. No problem. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for all of the DMs that you are sending in. Man, today was so much fun.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DMs is where all the weird lives.
Time once again for the DM Deep Dive. Do this on the show every day.
There you go. Hey, Maria, what do we got today?
All right. Today, Julian is asking, are earrings still a thing that's in for men? I'm thinking of getting one, but I'm not sure if I look cool or extremely lame or icky. As Maria says, guys, I need your help.
I think so.
Like, I don't know. It depends how old you are. I still have my earring, but I got mine when I was like 13.
Yeah. I would say for guys, I've always been a big believer that if a guy's going to get his ear pierced, you should get both.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I should go and get the other side done, the right side?
Yeah. I think if you're going to get your ears pierced, you get your ears pierced as opposed to just one.
Cuz you know what sucks? Yeah. Like, I had to go get a new earring, and like, it's very tough unless you go to like one of those booths that sell like the cheap earrings.
You have to
buy them in Paris.
Yeah.
Right? You can't just go and say, "Yo, I want one."
Right. I use, in my ears, I have the sort of like surgical steel, like piercing ones. Like this is the kind of thing that you put through like a nipple, right? Uh-huh. So you have to buy these individually.
Okay.
Right. So I bought these, but yeah, I used to have.
Do you have the other side pierced?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I used to have three in my, I used to have three in my left and then two in my right. I started with one in my right and then went one in my left, and then the rest of them all just sort of like happened over time. But then I just got down, and I've had these exact same earrings in my ear and haven't taken them out since, I'm guessing, probably like 1995.
Wow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Shoot, maybe I'll go to the mall today and get my ear
pierced.
Yeah.
More, you got an ear pierce or what?
I had two in the left ear and one in my right ear.
But you don't have any more.
No, I was told to take them out.
By?
A previous employer.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
They told you that?
Why?
Yeah, the host of the show said we don't wear earrings on this show.
Oh. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So then I said,
same rules apply here more, by the way. Cheesecake, do you have your ears pierced?
I don't. No.
You don't?
No,
would
I
you
don't.
Ever?
See, I don't think like I'm a piercing or a tattoo type of guy.
I think you're definitely an earring kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
Earring?
Bro, you
really?
Want to go together to the mall today?
Let's do it.
Well, because Mocha totally needs someone to take the other one from the pen.
Yeah, facts. Good one. Next DM, please, Maria.
All right, Maddie says, how much money would everyone pay to see a one-hour montage of the funniest moments you and your friends have ever had?
Oh, man, the funniest moments.
Yeah.
What a highlight reel. Yeah.
I feel like I'd bawl my eyes out.
Yeah. I think that would be might be too emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I would cry the whole time too. Yeah.
Okay, what's your price, Maria? I have a price in mind. I want to know if I'm like being too extreme though.
Oh, for a 1 hour montage, like for my entire life, friends, family, whatever. Oh, I'd pay like millions.
Millions?
Yeah, if I
had
it. I was
going to say like $5,000.
Oh. Mm. I would do anything to see that again.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, you know?
I don't know if I would.
No?
No.
Really?
Why? Would it make you sad?
Yeah, like, I think like, it would. Like, I think I'm with Maria. I think
if
it would.
You maybe like forgot about certain moments?
Well, because I have what I, in my mind, I had really, really beautiful friendships when I was young. And I haven't maintained any of those friendships into my adult life that I had when I was friends with these kids, right? None of them. I don't have one single friend in my adult life that I grew up with. in like from say like pre-high school or high school down. I got one guy that I went to high school with that I still talk to on a regular basis and see him once every 3 years kind of thing. But other than that, I think that it would be too emotional. I think that I would see these beautiful old friendships that I had, and I think that I would get hard on myself for not maintaining them. And like, how do you let something that was just like so amazing go? Like, I don't think I would enjoy it. I think I would get too sad.
David Moore, do you have an answer?
Yeah, I don't want to see.
Oh,
it.
Yeah, you said that. Okay, no, cheesecake.
That would sad.
Yeah, that would be really, really difficult. I'd rather just live with the memories that I do have. I don't think I'd want to sit there and watch all of it, because much like Rod, there are a lot of people who I have not kept in touch with, and I think I would just have a bunch of regret. And I don't want that.
Right? And some of my friends have died.
Yeah, true.
I'm
going to
see like me in the car with a friend, and now he's not with us anymore.
I also think though, like in the other sense of it too, like it could be fun to kind of see them, and you like get excited about all the things you used to do and like have done. You know, like I make one thing me and my friends do is after trips or weekends away or whatever, I always make little reels, and then we just share them amongst each other. Uh-huh. And so the little recaps of everything that we do. So like, I always watch the one that like I did in Greece or New York, and like we just watch it all the time, even though it's like sad that we're not there. But it's,
I don't know. I would still pay the money. I would do it.
I have a question.
Go. Yeah.
Are you watching it? Are you alone when you watch it?
Yeah. Let's say you're alone.
Because in case there's like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. But also like, what if you did something that was super funny, right? Uh-huh. And everybody laughed, but you realize now watching it back that like the one guy didn't find it funny at all. You know what I mean?
Well, now we're just turning this into like
why are you guys
this is supposed to be so exciting?
Such a fun question.
You know, like what if that was really damaging to the guy and you clowned on him and it was like hysterical to you and all your friends?
I'd still watch it.
You still would watch
it?
Absolutely.
Okay, fair enough. Yes. Time for one more. It's got really quick, Maria. We're running out of time here.
Taya says, do you still drink iced coffee in the winter? Yes or no?
I rarely drink iced coffees, but if I wouldn't have a problem with it. I like coffees hot. Like obviously in the summertime when it's blazing hot outside, if I don't feel like drinking a hot coffee, I will order an iced coffee, but I have no problem ordering an iced coffee in the winter.
Yeah, I don't drink it.
You don't? No. Maria?
No, hot coffee in the winter.
Shem?
Oh, you don't drink coffee.
Apple juice. Dan Mori?
No iced coffee in the winter.
Okay, there you go. Thank you everyone for all of the DMs that you were sending in. Keep them coming in because we talk about them every day. That was great. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.